The University of Georgia will soon get $30 million from the Woodruff Foundation. The school says some of that will go towards scholarships for students who are struggling to cover the full cost. As Martha Dalton reports, a growing number of colleges are confronting the same problem.
95% of UGA students get some kind of financial aid, but that's not always enough, says Beth Howard Brown with the American Institutes of Research.
You may have a situation where children are not able to go to school because they're $1,000 short or they're $500 short.
Georgia State and Georgia Tech already have grant programs to help those students finish. Thomas Harnish with the American Association of State Colleges and Universities says schools can't solve the problem alone.
The key issue here is that the states are disinvesting in public higher education, and they really need to start investing more in public colleges and universities so we don't have to raise tuition.
But Brown says this could become the new normal for schools, so they may need to look to alumni and private foundations to help them raise money. Martha Dalton, WABE News.